Clandestine thought implantation. Let's say you're hanging out at a club. You see a pretty girl. You'd like her to feel good when she thinks about you. So you stroll over and toss out an opener. The goal is simple. Say some words. The words go into her brain. She understands the words. She processes the words, first consciously and then unconsciously. Hopefully, she'll get a good feeling. She'll decide consciously to reciprocate, and hopefully, a conversation will ensue. The same thing happens when you try to sell something to somebody. Features, benefits, close, overcome objections, close, etc. Or maybe you're on the job interview of a lifetime. Consciously created and answered questions, conscious thoughts and unconscious feelings. Even though it is a job interview, they won't hire you unless it feels right. Nobody does anything unless it feels right. While none of these situations are fictional in that they happen in real life, they break a very useful rule of fiction, and that is to show, don't tell. Another idea comes from Dale Carnegie, that you can get anybody to do anything so long as they think it was their idea. When you use conscious words and language for clear outcomes, dating, sales, job interviews, it's never their idea. You're standing or sitting and they're talking, you're talking, they know what you want them to do because you're sitting there trying to tell them what to do. Even though you don't exactly stroll over to a pretty lady and say, "Hey, let's go on a date," the intention is clear. This doesn't seem to be a very effective way to get people to do things. It's only a little better than just flat out asking, "Hey, buy this car." There must be a better way. There is a better way. A way to sneak some decisions into their brain. Kind of like how they hide Easter eggs inside movies. You sneak the ideas in there while you are talking about random things. Then later, they find the ideas on their own when they are thinking about other things. And guess what? We all love our ideas. So when they find the idea you snuck into their brain, they'll think it's their idea and they'll love it. Even better is they don't even need to talk. In fact, they don't even need to know what you're talking about. Even betterer, you can do this from the stage, from a well-rehearsed, practiced, hypnotic speech. Doing it in clubs or sales or job interviews is pretty difficult. The thing about those types of conversations is they are back and forth. But for speeches, a couple of well-written and rehearsed speeches will get you pretty far. What kind of speeches? Hypnotic speeches. So they'll do whatever you want and they'll think it's their idea. To learn more, visit mindpersuasion.com/live-training.